So you got your running shoes on, and one morning you wake up and you suddenly find that you are in the fulfillment of prophecy. It's quite likely that you will be totally unaware of the fact that you're in it until one morning you wake up and think, this is that. I am doing what was prophesied so many years ago. I'm walking now in stuff that was prophesied 25 years ago. But it took me a while to realise that that's what I was doing. As you give him your heart, as you bend the neck, become submissive in will towards him, give him your heart, give him your life, so those prophecies come to pass. And it's ongoing. You don't just give him your heart once. You give it to him every morning. You give him your will every morning. Lord, I want to be what you see. Because what he sees is so incredible and amazing, and you marvel, you want to come into that. What he sees is someone who has security, significance, and a sense of self-worth. There's no pride in it. You're just comfortable with yourself. You're comfortable in your skin. And who doesn't want to be that? God is intentional towards you, and it is through the prophetic word that he shows his intention. And then he smiles and gives you another one. And the whole process starts all over again. So get in step with prophecy. Understand that when he gives a prophecy, it's not going to happen tomorrow. There's many repeats of it. There's many mid-course corrections. There's many choices that you will need to make to bring you into it. But if you're agreeable with him and you need to say to him, Father, I agree with you. I can't see it, but I accept this prophecy. You're putting your foot on the first step of the rung of the ladder to go up into all that he's called you to be. You wouldn't want to ignore it, would you? No brainer. God bless you.